You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The market swoon on Monday is being followed by a tamer Tuesday so far after the Dow fell 725 points, 2.1% yesterday, and the S&P fell 1.6%. U.S. stock indexes are at least not falling this morning so far, with the Dow up 305 points, 0.9%, S&P up 0.7%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%. A rally in London has fizzled, with the FTSE down 0.2% now. Let's bring in Michael Hewson, Chief Market Analyst at CMC Markets in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can see the concern about the pace of COVID vaccinations by just taking a look at which sectors saw some of the bigger declines yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw big declines in travel and leisure, hotels, anything I think to do with what has euphemistically been termed the reopening trade. And I think yesterday was a little bit of a wake-up call for an awful lot of investors that the line of least resistance at the moment, or the line of most optimism now, is based on the vaccine wall actually holding as infection rates rise.
Now, also, we need to point out that share prices have been running quite high, and we had some records even last week. So you can't expect trees to grow to the sky, as economists like to say.
No, you get what I would call a little bit of growth spurts interspersed with short periods of panic. And I think this year has been symptomatic of that. If you look at the S&P 500, we're still 15% up on the year. I think we've got this little bit of volatility because I think expectations were a little bit elevated. And I think there is a concern as we head into the back part of this year, or the fall, that earnings expectations may not be as positive as perhaps markets were pricing in. And the fact of the matter is, as the weather gets colder, infection rates do rise. So that's introduced an awful lot of uncertainty for the back end of Q3 and obviously Q4 as well.
Michael Hewson, Chief Market Analyst with CMC Markets in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.